little bit of music from Charlie Brown Christmas there. And we've got Jerry Gabelhausen joining me. She's the Lee County Health Department Support Services Coordinator. And the Lee County Health Department Hospice Tree of Love is continuing again this year, but it's continuing with some changes, obviously, because of the nature of the pandemic. Jerry, good morning to you today.
Good morning, Steve.
All right. The Tree of Love, the Tree of Love, you used to have one, I believe, actual tree in two locations. Is that right?
Yes, for many, many, many years. And so with the pandemic, we really had to kind of scramble and figure out how we were going to continue the event this year.
But you are going to be continuing the event. You're just not going to be displaying the ornaments, but you are still asking for people to purchase the ornaments. Is that right?
Correct. And, you know, we have so many families who do this every year, and we didn't want to not do something. And so we've kind of reorganized it. And like we said, we're not going to be doing trees, but we still are going to be offering the ornaments this year.
And again, the ornaments, you can purchase them for $16. And the name of the person to be honored or remembered will be printed on a decorative tag and attached to the ornament. So I guess you can put it on. The Hospice Tree of Love will be wherever all of the ornaments are. Is that right?
Right. What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and have a virtual reading of the names, which will be on Facebook and then on our website. And then the first week in December, if you've ordered it before that date, then we plan to mail them out that week. And then anyone that orders one after that, they will, you know, we'll mail it out as soon as we get their order.
Okay, now if they...
So that they can put it on their own tree.
Got it. And now you're asking them to include postage as well. What, $1.50 per ornament for mailing, is that right?
Yes, yes. We had to do that this year because typically, you know, people will pick them up at the sites in January when we take down the trees. So that was the way that we could offer the ornaments and still get it to them.
All right. Well, now, how do you get the ornament? What do you do to order? How do you order one?
Well, what they can do is they can get online at leecountyhd.org. And then there's a space there where they can order, put the information in, and then they can mail in their check. We're not able to receive credit cards at this time, but they can mail in their check and or a money order, and we can process it then and get the ornament made up. And then, like I said, mail it out the first week in November. Then December 1st, we will be reading the names. So their names will, you know, go on the list, and we'll still do that. So they'll be able to see it anytime or as many times as they want to.
All right. I guess a lot of changes have happened, obviously, because of the virus, the coronavirus that has gone on. How much of a change has that made in hospice? I was wondering about that in terms of hospice with all of the restrictions around there. How is the hospice operating right now?
We're still doing like we've always done, except for, you know, our staff is going in with all their PPE or their protective gear in order to visit with families and clients and patients. It's hard because even our staff, you know, they're exposing, you know, having to go in where they don't want to take that into the family, and they don't want to get it if the family has it. We continue to operate.
Have you had a number of hospice patients with COVID?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Well, that's a blessing anyway. So.
Yes, it is. It is.
But the restrictions, that does make it tough. I know that it's been very, very hard in nursing homes in particular. I've had friends of mine, in fact, I have a friend of mine who's a pastor who's talking about visitation, being unable to go in and visit someone who may be dying in a nursing home. And that's a really one of the saddest parts of this whole thing, isn't it?
Yes, I think so, too. I just, like you, had a friend who lost both of his parents in, like, the last 6 to 7 months. They both were in a nursing home, and they weren't able to see him, and they didn't expect it, and both of their parents died, you know, within a few months of each other, and it's just been devastating to the family.
Well, we were just talking about just the fact that because of the virus, I mean, just being able to have the family and be able to give hugs, how we took those things for granted all those years, right?
Isn't it amazing? I have a feeling there's a lot more I love yous going on now than what there was before. Not that they didn't feel it, but they didn't maybe speak it as often.
Well, I guess that's a very important thing to remember. And again, the Lee County Health Department Hospice Tree of Love. Again, if they want to purchase an ornament, give me the information again, please, Jerry.
Again, please, you can online leecountyhd.org. You can call our office at 800-458-6672 and make your order there and then send your check in. We'll do it that way as well.
All right. Jerry Gabelhausen, the Lee County Health Department Support Services Coordinator, thank you so much for joining me and a very happy holidays to you.
Thank you too, Steve.